they positively create difficulties so that their wealthy and weary clients may spend money and diplomacy in overcoming them. If there were a fashionable hotel in London, which no man could enter who was under 6 foot, society would meekly make up parties of 6 foot men to dine in it. If there were an expensive restaurant, which, by a mere caprice of its proprietor, was only open on a Thursday afternoon, it would be crowded on Thursday afternoon. The Vernon Hotel stood, as if by accident, in the corner of a square in Belgravia. It was a small hotel, and a very inconvenient one, but its very inconveniences were considered as walls protecting a particular class. One inconvenience in particular was held to be of vital importance: the fact that practically only 24 people could dine in the place at once. The only big dinner table was a celebrated terrace table, which stood open to the air in a sort of veranda, overlooking one of the most exquisite old gardens in London. Thus it happened that even the 24 seats at this table could only be enjoyed in warm weather, and this, making the enjoyment yet more difficult, made it yet more desired. The existing owner of the hotel was a Jew named Lever, and he made nearly a million out of it by making it difficult to get into. Of course, he combined with this limitation in the scope of his enterprise the most careful polish in its performance.